Hello again, this is Samuel with Singorama. Welcome to free session number 5. In this last session, I thought we should talk a little bit about a well-known art form called the blues. I'm sure you're pretty familiar with it, but here you will get a chance to try a little bit and see how it is to sing the blues, how to improvise, and what blues is all about. But first, as always, an exercise. We're going to sing the word ja. In Swedish, that actually means yes. So what do you know? You just not only learn how to sing, you also learn some Swedish. Isn't that great? Anyway, sometimes it's good to work the jaw. You know, the jaw, blah, 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 up and down. Sometimes that's really good to loosen the jaw up. And sometimes you don't want to do that. You want to exercise other things like the tongue. So in this exercise, you are going to sing ya, 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 but you are not going to use the jaw. The jaw is going to be dropped and it's going to be still. This sound you will do with your tongue. Just try it. Drop your jaw, open your mouth, and sing ya, 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 and only make that ya, ya sound with your tongue. And let's do this with my favorite exercise, the arpeggio. No, it's not my favorite, to be honest, but it's very good. Scales are also good, but arpeggios are great. So let's do another arpeggio exercise with ya. Okay? Get ready and try to do what I do. Ya, 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 ya. 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 Ya, ya, ya. Now you might feel a little bit silly doing that exercise. It sounds a little bit silly too. But this exercise is great to keep your mouth open. And even if that sounds very simple, believe me, that is one of the biggest problems that many singers have when they start singing. They basically don't open their mouth up. And this is extremely important. And you also loosen up your tongue a little bit for drill exercises. Okay, let's get on with the blues. Bum, 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 bum. Now, there is a lot to say about blues. It's a very, very important art form with a long history. And I won't be able to cover all that here. I will just basically introduce to you one of the reasons why blues is so great for expression. And you actually don't need to know that much. Because blues is all about expressing who you are, about your emotions and what you want to say in this moment. So you can start right away to sing the blues. And of course, it helps to have a good band or a good pianist. So I will help you with that part here. But in terms of technique, in terms of knowing exactly what to do, that is less important. I will show you a few things, but don't worry about that. And also, I highly recommend that you go and see some blues, and you can find that almost anywhere nowadays. There are blues bars, blues jams, blues concerts. It happens everywhere, and often it's free. And often you can actually go up and jam with the musicians. So I highly recommend to go and check that out, even if you like it or not, just to get a feel for what blues is all about. There is a lot of different blues styles out there. But there are also a few rules that they all follow. I mean, you can say there is old kind of blues, there's a jazz blues, but they all pretty much follow the same structure. So even though they're a little bit different, you can still understand the blues. I use the blues myself to get creative, because when you listen to the blues structure, you pretty much instantly know where you are. It's not very complex. And you can just take one phrase and repeat it over and over and over until you really feel the mood. For example, like this. My baby just left me and I'm feeling the blues. My baby just left me and I'm feeling the blues. I said, my baby just left me and I'm feeling the blues. Okay, as you might have noticed, I was using a few techniques that we talked about in the previous session. And you might have thought that was complicated or not. But in any case, I just want to say this is actually quite simple. You noticed I was using just one phrase. I was improvising one phrase. I was just expressing in the moment that my babe has left me. And that was it. You just have to say one phrase. You can even go easier than that. And you just repeat that and express how you feel. That's what's important in blues. Not how complicated it is, or not how many notes, not how many rhythms, not how many words. So you don't have to go, my babe has left me and at 5 o'clock I cried a lot and then I had a pizza and a Coca-Cola and I went out and saw my friends and they said, don't be sad. It's just, but it would be too much. It's not so much the story in words, it's more the story in emotion. But I definitely don't want to put a lot of rules on this because anything is possible. For example, Joni Mitchell has created a fantastic blues that is quite complicated with many, many words. So if you know what you're doing and if you're expressing it well, then of course everything is possible. But the simple basic blues is all about simplicity. Now, what's also so great about blues is that you can actually start right away not having that much musical experience. I mean, you can just talk. You can just say what you want to say in a sort of more Bob Dylan way, as we have mentioned before. For example, like this. I don't know how to sing, but I've got something to tell you. See, I don't know how to sing, but I've got something to tell you. Now listen now. I don't know how to sing, but I've got something to tell you. See, that kind of works. You can always alternate between singing and speaking if you want to spice it up, you want to change it up a little bit. You might have noticed that the blues is so simple because it's just the same form that repeats over and over and over. It makes it easy to improvise. You don't have to learn a lot of harmony. Of course, you can always make it as complicated as you want. But normal blues just follows the normal blues scale. And you don't even have to learn that. If you just listen, you will know. Blues is kind of easy like that. You know where to sing. So you can improvise. Like this. Da-da. As you see in blues, you can let your voice go a little bit more. You can have that sort of tired, raspy rock and roll voice if you want to. So that's great about blues. It's more about emotion, less about technique and perfection. Just let yourself go. So why don't you try yourself? I'll put in another track of a little bit of blues, and you can improvise on your own. But first, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to these free sessions with Singerama. I really hope they have been fun and useful for you. And of course, in the full program, we will go much more into detail with everything that you can do with your voice. So again, this is Samuel, wishing you great success with your voice endeavors in the future. Have a great time. Bye.